Therefore, we plead men to hear Christ dead as the Holy Spirit enables. As we implore the Holy Spirit, even right this very moment, oh Holy Spirit, enable, enlighten, illuminate, remove blinders, remove scales. Help people today as the Word of God runs swiftly, as the Word of God is high and lifted up, as the Word of God is glorified. Oh Holy Spirit, do the illuminating, powerful work that only You can do in human hearts, and do it now.
Welcome to This Day in the Word with Pastor John Couch, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. It is a joy to have you listening today, and we pray that you will be encouraged, challenged, and motivated to live for God like never before. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor John Couch.
And I want to welcome you to another broadcast of This Day in the Word. What a joy it is to have you listening today, as together we had this great opportunity, this great privilege, to unpack the Scriptures and to see what God's Word has to say. We're excited about today's program because we are learning what it means to be renewed. But just not renewed in anything, but to be renewed in something very specific. And so I pray right now that you take your Bible. Let's turn together to Colossians chapter 3, looking at verses 10 through 11. As we listen to the first part of the message entitled, Renewed in Knowledge.
Father God, we come to You now asking that You would speak into our hearts. Father, we pray that Your glory would be put on full display right now as we open Your most excellent and most holy Word. So Father, we pray that You speak and You speak clearly, that You speak with great, great discernment into our hearts, that we would hear Your Word, that we would apply Your Word, and oh Father, we pray that ultimately we would go obey Your Word, to be just not hearers of the Word, but to be doers. Therefore, if we're hearers only, as Your Word tells us, we are actually just deceiving ourselves. So Father, we pray during this time, oh, most holy Father, please, right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray that hearts would be changed. We pray that any darkness, that any schemes of the evil one, right at this very moment, Father, we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit would be negated. We ask that any schemes of the evil one would be thwarted, and therefore there would be great illumination of the heart today. We pray that the heart and mind would be illuminated in such a way that we just see You for who You are, the great God of the great Bible. And so, Word of God, speak. Move me out of the way so that we just see You, God. Hide me behind the shadows of the cross so that we just see Your glorious truth for what it is in a truthless culture. And, oh, Father, we pray that hearts would be radically changed by the power of the cross and the empty tomb. And, oh, Father, we pray this in the mighty and that matchless name. There's no other name but that of the name of King Jesus. And we pray this in His name and His name only. And all God's people said, amen. Take your Bible. Let's turn to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, looking at verses 10 through 11 today. Colossians chapter 3, looking at verses 10 through 11 today. And the title of the message today is simply, Renewed in Knowledge. Renewed in Knowledge. And as we launch into this message today, my prayer is that the Word of God would run swiftly and be glorified. That's my prayer right now in this room for those that are listening. My prayer is that the most holy Word of God would run swiftly, that it would go to the most uttermost parts of the earth, that it would run not just to the ends of the earth, but that it would run swiftly to the ends of the earth. that the Word of God, that the saving power, again, of that cross of Jesus Christ and that empty tomb of Jesus Christ, where He conquered sin and He conquered death, and therefore the victory's been won, and it was a resounding defeat. As Satan and his followers and his minions were not just wounded, they were not just maimed, they were not just paralyzed or crippled, but oh, when Jesus Christ, in all His glory, in all His splendor, in all His majesty, when He triumphantly exited that tomb, that, oh hell, where is your sting? Oh Hades, where is your victory? Because the victory had been won, and Jesus Christ had a unanimous knockout. Oh, we pray today that the Word of God would run to the ends of the earth, that it would run not slowly, but swiftly. And as we're reading God's Word and meditating on God's Word and imploring people to do the same, oh, at the end of the day, we just want God's Word to be glorified. Because we know that when God's name through His Son Jesus Christ is high and lifted up, we know that's when He draws men unto Himself. And that's why truth is so key. That's why being renewed in just not any knowledge is key, but being renewed in the knowledge of the Word of God is paramount. It is mission critical that we become a people that's so in love with Christ, that's so in love with His Word, that so desires to be under the authority of His Word, that we will in turn be a people that will stand for the truth of the Word of God, regardless of the personal cost. Regarding truth, Adrian Rogers said it like this: it is better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. It is not love and it is not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. It is better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It is impossible to find anyone in the Bible who was a power for God who did not have enemies and was not hated. It's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with the multitude. It's better ultimately to succeed with truth than to temporarily succeed with a lie, end quote. Powerful words from a man who stood on the cutting edge of truth and bringing back truth from liberalism and saying, this is God's Word and this is what God's Word says. And oh, we're in that same dynamic today in our culture where truth is constantly being placed on trial, saying that truth is not really the truth. As people attack God's Word, saying that supposed Word of God is not really the truth. And yet we know confidently that the Word of God is not just a truth, it's the truth. It's not just a truth, it's the absolute truth. And therefore we can rest in God's Word today. Colossians 3:10-11 says these beautiful words from Scripture. And have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. Verse 11. where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. What beautiful, glorious words from Scripture as Paul continues to pound this message home to those believers in Colossae and to us today, that it's not carnality, but it's Christ. It's not old man and living in the old and somehow trying to go into the new with Christ. But no, Christ makes all things, and Christ makes old things new. That's what Christ does. He doesn't just come into your life and leave you how you are. He doesn't come into your life and say, hey, I'm now the king of your life, but you just continue business as usual. Christ doesn't come into a person's heart and go, hey, there's a lot of sin in this heart, but that's okay. Let's just leave it how it is, and I will coexist with their sin. That's not Christ. Christ comes onto the scene, and he destroys and demolishes the old man. He obliterates the old man. Therefore, the old man, the old woman is no longer there. But the new man, the new woman comes onto the scene. And the new man or the new woman can now boast in Christ, because Christ has made them new. See, that's what Christ does. And that's what Paul is attempting to communicate as he's imploring these believers and us today, that in verse 10, and now that you have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge, not who might be, not who hopefully will be, not that, hey, you're a new man, Christ is in you. Boy, we're hoping, we're wishing, we're crossing our fingers that Christ is going to make you new and renew you in knowledge. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, look, here's the deal, that you've put on the new man. And we remember what we talked about weeks ago with this, that you've been clothed. You've put on new clothing. The old man, with the metaphor of the old clothing, has been removed. It's been removed. It's been destroyed. And now the new man, the new clothing, you've been now dressed in Christ's righteousness alone. Faultless stand before the throne. Faultless stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. We don't come to Christ and then we stand on our own merit. It's impossible. You don't come to Christ and you live this life on your own in your flesh. It's impossible. You do not come to Christ truly and somehow again cohabitate with old man and new man. That's not how this works. When Christ comes into your life, there will be a renewing, a discarding of old and renewing. And how is this renewing accomplished? Was accomplished by the power of the work of the Holy Spirit that's now indwelling the true believer. That you've now become a temple of God. Your body's that temple. And the Holy Spirit resides within you. And to help assist in that process of growth and discipleship and to be formed into the image of Christ, there is now a sanctification, a ongoing change that happens in that person's life. And how does this happen? Right here in the text, it shows us there's a being renewed. Being renewed in what? Being renewed in knowledge.
You're listening to This Day in the Word, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. All of Pastor Couch's messages are archived and are free to download at thisdayministries.org. In addition, you can share your prayer requests with us via email. Our email address for prayer requests is prayer@thisdayministries.org. That's prayer@thisdayministries.org. And now, back to This Day in the Word with Pastor John Couch.
See, when we're dressed in His, in Christ's righteousness, we're being clothed as the regenerate man. You could say regenerate as in the reformed man, the reformed woman, the reborn man, the reborn woman. You think of Christ and Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, how do you be saved? What's this saved thing all about? Christ says you must be born of water and of spirit. There's a natural birth, a water birth, a human birth. But then there is another birth that is born of the Spirit, capital S. And therefore, Paul says that you have put on that new man, that being clothed in Christ's righteousness, in what He did, in His person, in His finished work, in what He accomplished. Not you, not me. It's about Christ. And this new man who is renewed in knowledge. He is renewed. He is strengthened. He now has the vigor. He's been changed into the new life, the new man, the new woman. No longer the former sinful, poisoned, toxic, corrupted life. But now Christ lives in him. Therefore, you put this all together. This putting on of the new man, this being dressed in Christ's righteousness alone, this being regenerated, reborn, reformed, this being renewed, this be strengthened, and to have the vigor because you've now been changed into the new life as the old life is passed away and all things become new as the old sinful self, the old poison, corrupt life is no more. Therefore, the being renewed then takes a new form of being renewed as we're renewed in knowledge. Now, this is key. This is not just picking up any book, reading the book, and having intellectual knowledge. That's not what this means. No, this means that this is knowledge that is divine and only found in God. And therefore, yes, it is the Bible. Yes, it is Holy Scripture. But it doesn't remain intellectually in our brain. It goes from our brain to our hearts. And therefore, all things are becoming new as we now have clear, unfogged lenses as we begin to see sin for what it really is. As we begin to see God for who He truly is. And we see Christ. And we see the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, this knowledge that is now revealed in us comes through the proclamation of the Word of God as the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and it takes it because we know it is a discerner and it pierces to every joint and marrow. It pierces to every crevice in our hearts, every deep and dark nook and cranny of the human heart as the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and drives it like a stake, like a dagger into the soul. It gets into that soul and it begins to illuminate. It begins to remove any cloudiness or any darkness. We begin to start seeing with fresh perspective of what our sin is. But then we take that and we combine that with what Christ did in His righteousness alone, that we now are no longer condemned before a holy God, but we stand before the great God of the Bible as though we've never sinned simply because of the shed blood of Christ. See, the key in this is ultimately Christ, obviously. But also for that true believer who has been purchased by Christ's blood. There is an old and a new regeneration of that old. By that blood of Christ that will produce a startling and emphatic change in the person that Christ has now touched, as there will be a desire, a hunger, a thirst to live for God. And there will be a desire to no longer please the flesh. You say, well, where are you getting this from? Well, I'm glad you asked. Turn in your Bible to 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. This is what the Word of God says, not my opinion, but what truth says. Here's the Word of God, again, 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. Therefore, in light of what was just said previously, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. And all God's people said, amen. Wow. Incredible text. That people want to understand what's this new and what's this old, and being renewed in the knowledge of truth. There it is, 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. That if anyone's in Christ, he or she's a new creation. The old has passed away. All things have become new in that person's life. Christ is on the scene. He's the new King. He's on His throne in your life. He's taken over. It's no longer you or I, but it's Christ. Because God reconciled. He took the enmity and the hostility and the separation as we were enemies and children of disobedience and children of wrath. And God said, look, I got to make a way. And the only way is through the blood of my Son. And therefore now we are now reconciled. We are brought back into harmony. We are brought back into pleasing, righteous fellowship. Not based on anything we've done, but it's solely based on the charis, the grace, the mercy, the unmerited favor that came through Jesus and Jesus Christ only. And therefore, our sin and our trespasses were not imputed to us, but rather Christ came on the scene. And He made the great exchange
when He gave us His righteousness and we gave Him our sin and we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, we become reconciled to God. Therefore, we now have new eyes to look through. The scales have been removed. The blinders have been removed. And therefore, we go out to a lost and dying world and we plead. We plead with people. We beg people. We beseech people. We know there's a godless hell that's waiting on the other side for those who are not in Christ Jesus. And therefore, we have great tenacity. We have great zeal. We have great vigor to not do things in a harmful way, to hurt people into the kingdom. But oh, we tell them the truth. We're willing to suffer for the cause of the gospel. And we say, look, here's the deal. You're on a path that's a cul-de-sac. That you're going to stay on this path going round and round and round and round. And it's because you're apart from Christ. You do not see things clearly. We know that Christ came in John 18 as He tells us to testify to the truth. And that His sheep hear His voice. Therefore, we plead men to hear Christ today. As the Holy Spirit enables, as we implore the Holy Spirit, even right this very moment, oh Holy Spirit, enable, enlighten, illuminate, remove blinders, remove scales, help people today as the Word of God runs swiftly, as the Word of God is high and lifted up, as the Word of God is glorified. Oh Holy Spirit, do the illuminating, powerful work that only You can do in human hearts, and do it now.
You've been listening to This Day in the Word, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. Don't forget that all of these messages are archived and are free to download at thisdayministries.org. That's thisdayministries.org. In addition, if you have been blessed by the teaching of God's Word during This Day in the Word, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is info@thisdayministries.org. That's info@thisdayministries.org. Or you can write us at This Day Ministries, P.O. Box 7267, Brandon, Florida 33508. That's This Day Ministries, P.O. Box 7267, Brandon, Florida 33508. Thanks again for listening as we strive to honor Christ and impact our world as we spend this day in the Word.